So I'm going to have a great time with my friends and family down there. And welcome, guys. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to kick things off with a little Two Johnnies, the Ga, the Ska, and the Ra. One of my favorite songs right now.
I met her above in college in Dublin. She was studying arts or history or something. I said, do you want to go for something to eat? We had a flake of pints on Camden Street.
She was pure sound, gorgeous and curvy. She knew how to wear that Freshers jersey. She sang the Rutland Bog on the counter of the pub. I knew right then I'd fell in love.
She said, I'll tell you something about me. Don't judge my family.
Sure, everyone's people's half mad. Yours couldn't be that bad.
She likes the guy.
The sky.
I think her dad's in the rock.
Cause he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
The Ska
and the Ra.
I met her father of a Friday evening. He was out in the garden washing diesel.
In the shed there was a 12-foot Irish flag and about 12,000 cartons of fags.
So what are your intentions with my daughter?
You better be taking her up that altar.
The night when I took off her bra,
he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
Oh boys,
the scenes,
the girl of my dreams.
But I'm terrified of her family.
Two out of three ain't bad.
The guy,
the sky,
and the ride. She said, don't mess with me, boy. From up the north, I've heard all the lines, I've seen your sort.
Well, I can compromise if you can. Wait till I tell her we're vegetarian.
1, 2, 3!
Well, we got married in a church in RD.
There was a few dodgy heads at the ceremony.
Now I help our father chopping sticks.
We just don't talk about politics.
She likes the guy.
The sky.
I think her dad's in the rock.
Cause he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
The Ska
and the Ra. The Ga,
the Ska
and the Ra. The Ga,
the Ska
and the Ra.
What a great song to kick off my Green Halloween. I have another great song that I love playing here, and it's called Horse Outside. It's by Colin Graham. He's doing a cover of it. Obviously, it's been around for a while, but this is a great song. It's about going to a wedding and bringing a horse and seeing if you can get a date. It's a funny little song. I think it's fantastic. You guys should love it. And then we're going to play an actual local, couple of local Kingston bands here tonight as well. So we got the Gurriers coming your way as well. But right now we got a little Colin Graham and Horse Outside.
I'm out of Amanda's wedding and a church on Thomas Street. I'm looking at the bridesmaid, she's looking back at me. When the service ends, I ask her if she wants a lift back to the hotel. Anything goes well, maybe we could ship. She said Fitzy drives a Mitzi, and he offered me a spin. And has a Honda, so I might just go with him. And Darren Gibney said he'd bring me in his Subaru. So what the fuck would make you think I'd wanna go with you? I said, fuck your Honda Civic, I've a horse outside. Fuck your Subaru, I have a horse outside. Fuck your Mitsubishi, I've a horse outside. If you're looking for a ride, I've a horse outside. Said I don't believe you. Said it's fucking true. I swapped him for a bag of yokes in 1992. I don't need insurance, I don't need no parking space.
see, I've a horse outside. If you're looking for a ride, I've a horse outside. Giddy up, my baby, bless my soul. I rode that fucker around the field back since he was a foal. He runs up in like sugar, and he jumps like Tiernan Oak. He looks like Billy Piper after half a bag of jokes. And the boys are looking jealous as I lead them all away. And just before I closed the door, I looked at her and say, would you be my girl? She said, I will, of course, if you grab me by the ponytail and ride me like a horse. Yeah, fuck your Honda Civic, I've a horse outside. Fuck your Subaru, I have a horse outside. Fuck your Mitsubishi, I've a horse outside. If you're looking for a ride, I've a horse outside. Fuck your Honda Civic, I've a horse outside. Fuck your Subaru, I have a horse outside. Fuck your Mitsubishi, I've a horse outside. If you're looking for a ride,
yeah, Colin doesn't want you to drive your car. He's got a horse outside. So this band here is a Canadian band. They're called the Gurriers. One of the actual members of the band is a local hometown boy, Alan Mangan. And this is a great song. It's called Black Sky. They just performed last week in London. And this is one of their best songs, I got to tell you. Here we go, the Gurriers. hope you guys like the Gurriers. I thought it only appropriate that I play a little Dropkick Murphys, and I love the feels of Athen Rye. We're going to Boston tomorrow, and I'm hoping to see the Dropkick Murphys while I'm there. So here we go, little feels of Athen Rye. Love me some Dropkick Murphys. We're going to play a little Flogging Molly next. And Drunken Lullabies, it's a great song. They're a British Celtic, well, British. They're an American Celtic punk band. They were formed in Los Angeles in 97. They led by an Irish vocalist named Dave King, and he was formerly in a band called Fastway. And they also have this really cool guitarist called Fast Eddie Clark, who was originally in Motorhead in the 1980s. So this band's got some really, really cool stuff. And then Fast Eddie leaves the band, obviously, in 91, and he goes and joins a band called Kathmandu. But anyway, here we go, guys. This is Drunken Lullabies, a little more punk here, a little more Floggin' Molly. Hope you guys like that Drunken Lullabies by Floggin' Molly. What's really cool is I've got another local boys band here. They're called the Mahones. I'm sure you guys know and have heard of them. I'm going to play a little Shakespeare's Road by the Mahones and Greg Killer. But anyway, here we go. Mahones, Shakespeare's Road.
Just give me one more night back to Shakespeare Road. Drinking Irish whiskey in that dirty shithole. Give me one more. Shakespeare Road, love those rare old times with my heart and soul. Love those rare old times with my heart and soul. Here we go.
Shakespeare wrote. Drinks an Irish whiskey in the Brixton shed hole. And one more night, but the Shakespeare wrote. Love those rare old times with my heart and soul. Love those rare old times with my heart and soul.
Yeah, that was some local boys, the Mahones. All right, guys, next up, we're going to have a little Undertones now. You guys may not remember this band. This band is actually a band from my childhood. They are a band from Derry, Northern Ireland, and it's five boys from an area in Derry called the Craigan and the Bogside. And these boys were great. They put together some amazing songs. They really were big during the Troubles in the 70s and early 80s in Derry. Now, this song here by the Undertones is called Teenage Kicks, and it is a huge smash. And just so you know, the Undertones are basically one of the best punk bands in the 70s, and this song really put them on the map. Here we go, a little Teenage Kicks.
Kicks right through the night.
All right.
doing a hometown homage here. Next, we got a little Stiff Little Fingers here, and they're going to be doing a little bit of alternative Ulster. Band straight out of Belfast, Northern Ireland. Also from the 70s, great punk band, Stiff Little Fingers. Let's keep it going.
I'll tell you all.
great little Irish ditty. That version was done by Van Morrison and the Chieftains. Guys, this next song is one of my favorite of all times. This is Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. Best band in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I hope you're enjoying my Green Halloween show. We're going to keep things rolling here with a little Thin Lizzy and Whiskey in the Jar. I'm sure you guys remember this one for sure.
was money.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little torn up. I'm not sure if I like this version better or the Metallica version better. They're really both really great versions of the song. Now, the next song is a little Wolf Tones. It's called Come Out Your Black and Tans. It's a rebel song, I'll be honest with you folks. This is a rebel song. It's talking about getting the British soldiers out of Ireland. And this is just a fantastic song. I went and saw the Young Wolf Tones with Derek Warford, who's the original artist from the Wolf Tones, and he's in his 80s, and that guy jammed out for 2 hours straight, and then we hung out with him for a little bit after the show. It was great. There were some gypsies there, some Irish travelers, as they like to say, but it was a beautiful night with some great friends, and I love me some little Wolf Tones. So let's come out your black and tans.
Dublin Street, where the loyal drums to beat, and those
out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
Come, let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell when you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are the sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our leaders of 16 were executed?
Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bow and arrows. How bravely you faced one with your 16-pounder gun, and you frightened them damn natives to the marrow.
Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
Now the time is coming fast, and I think them days are here when each English Shawnee and he'll run before us. And if there'll be a need, then our kids will say Godspeed with the verse or two of singing this fine chorus.
Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
All right, we're going to switch things up here. We're going to play a little Nathan Carter, The Hills of Donegal. It's a fun little ditty. And, I want The Hills of Donegal, folks.
Well, as we're in Donegal, we didn't think we could come here without singing this song. You might know it. Here's The Hills of Donegal. Give me chag about Atlantis, how it's lost beneath the sea. And the grave of the unknown soldier, or a prey of the old banshee. Ah, but who has the mind of the Iron Mask? Jack the River set free. Ah, but that's them all with Johnny God, still a mystery.
Here we go!
And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Johnny God. Casinos, chicken ranches, I legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Everybody sing it!
Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Woo! Late night pubs and all night clubs, blackjack and roulette. Why Tyson having a bet? Ah, but in a show that could be known for its multi-millionaires. Ah, but Donald Trump would like a chump to live in solitaire.
Oh, yeah.
And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. Well, the north and south, they keep them out by God and build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I legalize them all. Donegal,
sing it, Donegal.
Yeah, Las Vegas and the hills of Donegal.
Oh.
In each time the top of every girl, it gives me such a thrill. And the heathens say in Dublin, there's gold in them dear hills.
Ah, but don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. Here's a wild seed that's going cheap somewhere in Germany. You see those chicken ranches, well, they legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
You guys like The Hills of Donegal by Nathan Carter. You know what makes me annoyed is I really wanted to see Nathan Carter, and we were meant to go to Ireland a couple of years ago, and unfortunately we didn't get a chance to do it because this funny thing they remember, I don't know if you remember, COVID. So that kind of put a damper in our plans, but we had actually made arrangements to go and see Nathan Carter at the time, and unfortunately it kind of got kiboshed, and so I'm going to Ireland with my wife this October and some friends. We're doing a cruise, and then we're going to Ireland for Halloween. Real Halloween, not green Halloween. So we're going, and I wanted to see Nathan Carter, and I look it up, and I'm all excited. He's on tour. Do you know where he's on tour while we're in Ireland? He's on tour in North America. He's actually in Canada and the U.S. while I'm there. So I feel like I'm never going to get to see this guy. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Christy Moore here. We're coming close to the end of the show. This one's called Delirium Tremors. This funny little song about being hungover.
Anyway, the next morning was a different story, I tell you. It's all very well when you're stuck in Paddy Kennedy's pub in Pecan listening to the jukebox and you're sculling pints, but you wake up the next morning head first down in a sleeping bag and you don't know where you are, but jizz, and you're trying to get the zip open with your toes, huh? And you'd be saying him and his poetry. Oh. And then you might even say, you might go, oh, Jesus, never again. Oh. Oh, goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the slindig and the harpic and the bottle, the rap and keg. As I sat picking up the Guinness that I could never figure out, how your man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 nights of stout. I dreamt a dream the other night, just I couldn't sleep a wink. The rats were trying to count the sheep and I was trying to get off the drink. There was footsteps in the parlour and voices on the stairs, and I was climbing up the walls and I was moving round the chairs. I looked out from under the blanket and up at the fireplace. There was the Pope and John F. Kennedy and Jack Charlton, and the three of them were staring me in the face. And suddenly it dawned on me, hey, big God, I think I'm getting the DTs. When the child of Prague began to dance around the mantelpiece. Oh, I went to goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the spindick and the harpic and the bottle, the rap and keg. As I sat there couldn't put the Guinness that I could never figure out, a young man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. Well, I swore upon the Bible that I'd never again touch a drop. I tell you, my heart was palpitating. I was sure it was going to stop. And thinking I was dying, I gave my soul to God to keep, and £10 to St. Anthony to help me find some sleep. I fell into an awful nightmare.
All right, guys, I hate to cut this one short, but I'm going to have to, because I got to get in my favorite band right now. My favorite band that I'm going to see this weekend. Let's clarify. My favorite band of all time is obviously U2, but I'm going to get to see a band called Chasing Abby. They're an Irish band. They sing in Gaelic. They sing in our traditional Irish language, and they sing in English as well. But this one here is called T-A-I, Our Chucky, Our Law. It means our day will come. Anyway, this is a new song they just released, and I'm going to get to see them Sunday night in the Brighton Music Hall in Boston. So here we go, a little Chucky, Our Law and Chasing Abby.
Dirty banquet for big dirty liars, dressed in the best of the best attire. Sent from hell, but you can't tell. A fella once told me, you know by the smell, you know by the walk and you know by the smile. Real intentions, dressed in disguise, no concern for you and me. To sing a Chucky and Law in the fields and the streets. Bullshit, sick of the lies. The bastards screw you for the price of a pint. The rich get rich and the rich go blind. A pure greed wins every time. One for sorrow, two for joy. I'd rather put my faith in the fucking magpie. Pretend to play the pipe of peace. They're singing Chucky Outlaw on the fields and the streets. What you deserve, sell your soul to fuel the fire. Be the problem, be the risk, put yourself at the top of the list. Empathy is for the weak, more money is what you need. Keep them down, cause now I see the singer Chucky and Law on the fields and the streets.
Guys, Chucky Our Law. Good night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Green Halloween. We'll see you back next week. Everything's great. Everything's good. See ya.